A local historian says trains and their cargo were the reason Nampa became a city and thrived in the early part of the 20th century. As Samantha Wright reports, a new book out today details the city's history.
In 1885, Nampa was just a water tower and a few shacks along the Idaho Central Railway. Kenyon County historian Larry Kane says that quickly changed as more trains came to the area.
People started to build houses around the railroad. Then the town was platted, and it became an incorporated town. And then Nampa became the transportation hub for this whole valley when four railroads met here.
Nampa officially became a town in 1891. By 1900, more than 60,000 acres of irrigated farms surrounded the city. Kane says in 1907, when Deer Flat Reservoir was built, thousands more acres were turned into farmland. All that produce needed somewhere to go, and by the 1920s, it led to an idea known as the Pacific Fruit Express.
And that was a joint venture with the Union Pacific Railroad and the Southern Pacific, and it refrigerated cars so that produce could be shipped all over the United States and into Canada.
Transportation is just one chapter of Kane's new book of images and history titled Nampa. He says the book shows how the town grew over the years. It covers topics like business, restaurants, churches, and neighborhoods.
It goes on to what did the town look like? You know, what did Grandma see when she went downtown shopping back, let's say, in 1930?
Kane has a long history in Nampa. His father first came to the city in 1927. Kane was born in the city's old Samaritan Hospital and graduated from the old Nampa High School. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.